Candidates who get more than 50% of the primary votes are declared winners and don't have to go to the general election. That happened for incumbent Angie Taylor in District E and newcomer Scott Kelly in District A. Taylor was appointed to the board at the end of 2014 and says her leadership since then has sparked real change.
A lot of the things that have plagued the board haven't occurred. We're doing better in terms of open meeting law. We're doing better in terms of being transparent. We're doing better in terms of connecting with our community. And so those are things that I'm committed to doing.
Scott Kelly is public information officer for the Governor's Office of Energy. He says the board still has a long way to go.
Well, I think rebuilding trust between the school board and the community is absolutely critical. It's one of the very first things that has to happen. And I think, one of the best ways to do that is to have school board meetings at different times in different locations. Let's give parents, let's give teachers, let's give business people a chance to come and hear the deliberation and make their voices heard.
At the polls, many voters said they wanted to see dramatic changes to the local education system, including Democrat Holly Barlow.
I think we really need to look at revamping our education system locally and potentially even nationally to where people that are in administrative positions aren't making all the money so that the kids aren't seeing that benefit at the sites where they go to school.
For District G, former Washoe County manager Katie Simon Holland and Bill Horn, the former manager for the Incline Village General Improvement District, will advance. For District D, former trustee Ken Grain will face nonprofit consultant Milena Raymond in November. Michelle Billman, Reno Public Radio News.